A deadly assault in North Carolina has drawn attention to public safety on mass transit. The stabbing of a 23-year-old woman last month in Charlotte sparked an outcry from conservative media and politicians. Transit experts say that trains and buses are still overwhelmingly safe. But as NPR's Joel Rose reports, the nature of crime on public transit may be changing.
The Trump administration has been loud and blunt in its criticism.
Public transportation has become an epidemic of violence and homelessness across the country. And so
that's Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy on Fox News last week. For months, Duffy has criticized the New York City subway system in particular, calling it dirty and unsafe. So we asked subway riders what they think. We spoke to a dozen riders at the Atlantic Avenue station in downtown Brooklyn during the morning commute. Desire Brazell says she does not feel safe on the subway anymore.
Not at all. A lot of the homeless population gets on that train. I work with that population, and you never know what is in their mind or what they're thinking at that time. So they can attack anyone that's sitting on that train.
Brazell says she's noticed a change for the worse since the COVID pandemic. But other riders in Brooklyn say they still feel safe in the subway, including Margot Moses.
I have no fear of riding the subway. Well, I see a lot of crime reported on TV, but I never have ever encountered it, so I think I feel safe.
And the numbers back her up.
The subway is safe. The New York subway is one of the safest, if not the safest, in the nation.
Paul Reeping is the director of research at Vital City, a think tank in New York that focuses on public safety. He says violent crime in the subway is incredibly rare, though there has been an uptick since the pandemic. But the bigger change, Reeping says, is in the kinds of crime on the subway, with fewer robberies and thefts, but many more assaults.
So for the first time about a year or so ago, felony assaults actually surpassed robberies on the subway. And the misdemeanor assaults, there's many, many more of those. And those have substantially spiked since the pandemic.
Data compiled by the Federal Bureau of Transportation Statistics also show an increase in reported assaults on public transit across the U.S., even as other crimes stayed steady or declined. And there is that brutal case in Charlotte last month that's getting a lot of attention, all the way up to the Oval Office.
And this is a picture of the woman, a beautiful young girl that...
In this video posted online by the White House, President Trump holds up a photograph of Irina Zarutska, a 23-year-old refugee from Ukraine, moments before she was stabbed to death by a stranger on a light rail train.
And now she's dead. She was slaughtered by a deranged monster who was roaming free after 14 prior arrests.
The alleged killer has a history of mental illness and a long list of prior convictions. Since the killing on August 22nd, authorities in Charlotte announced changes, including more officers in stations and trains. But criminologists say there's a limit to what public transit systems can do to address bigger problems, including rising homelessness, drug addiction, and a lack of mental health treatment. Jens Ludwig is a professor at the University of Chicago and the head of the school's crime lab.
That larger social problem that we have, just a very inadequate sort of mental health safety net or treatment system, then winds up playing out in things like what we saw in the tragedy in Charlotte.
But Ludwig says those larger social problems are not something the mass transit system itself can fix. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.